بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. أما بعد، honorable brothers in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا. Welcome to tonight's class in Tajweed and the Makharij of the letters. We ask Allah Most High, the All Hearing, to bless this gathering tonight, make it beneficial, and let it be a means of learning and guidance and spreading of the ilm that is beneficial. And may He put the barakah in our gathering, inshaAllah ta'ala. So I'd like to welcome you all again. Alhamdulillah, ahlan wa sahlan. And we are continuing on the lessons on the makharij, or the pronunciation points of the letters, or the emission points of the letters. Do you remember what we covered last time? The major makharij, or the five major places?
Yes.
Okay, let's go over that again. Can you mention what we covered last time? That there are five major places of pronunciation of the letters. In the Arabic language, we have five limbs, you could say, or five areas where the sounds come out from.
One is gay.
Number one is, list a review, the cave, okay. Number two is the throat, good. Number three, the tongue. Are you looking in the notes? Do you remember without looking?
Yeah, I remember the lips.
Okay, good. The two lips.
Last one is nose.
The nasal, you could say. Maybe. The nasal, yes. Because the sound actually comes from inside.
Yeah.
The sound, the ghunna sound, that comes from the inside, the nasal sound. The two lips. And number five is the nasal. I'll repeat it for those who are not here. Just quickly for those who weren't here last time. These are the five limbs, or the five areas where every letter in the Arabic language comes from. And what is the definition? This is what they call the makharij. Just to review, what is a makhraj? What is the word makhraj, or emission point? What does that mean?
Point of emission, where the letter comes.
Yes, the point where the sound comes out when the letter is pronounced. The place. And this is important. Why is it important to learn these makharij?
Because of the accent. We have different accents.
So that's right. If every letter, it has a makhraj, an emission point. And if we don't learn them properly, or maybe we learn them incorrectly, when we grew up from our environment, from our mother tongue, maybe the place where the letter is pronounced has not been learned correctly. And so without knowing the proper place to pronounce the letter, one can even repeat over and over again, they will not be able to correct their qira'ah. So they have to, first has to be the knowledge, and then after they know that this letter comes from this place, then they can practice it and implement it. So it's important that, first of all, we're going to learn, or we're going through these places of pronunciation, and then afterwards, inshallah, last half of the class, we'll spend reading with one another and practicing those makharij. So this is to learn the places where the letters are pronounced. And the makharij, the emission point, is how we make one letter distinct from another. If every letter had the same makhraj, they would all be the same. So every letter, how do we make one letter different from another letter? Why is bat different than fa? Because bat is from one makhraj, the outer lips, bat, and fa is from the inner lips, with the teeth on the bottom of the inner lip, fa. See, so the makhraj is different. Bat is on the outer lips, and fa is on the inside part of the lips, the wet part. See, you put the teeth, fa, ba. So when we learn these differences, then we can pronounce each letter from its proper, in its proper way, in its correct way. If we don't have the makharij right, sometimes letters get mixed together. Sometimes three or four letters, they will all be pronounced the same way. For example, if we don't know the makhraj of the dad, we're going to come to it later. But you know the letter dad in Arabic? The letter dad? Excuse me. If we didn't learn the proper makhraj, many people, they make the dad just like the za, the zand. The letter zai, letter zal, they pronounce dad, they say zod. So when a person, they learn about these makharaj, it will help them to make the letters pronounced from the correct pronunciation place, and that will be different and distinct from the other letters that are similar, but they're different. See, some letters are very close, they're very similar in sound, but we have to learn how, why are they different from the other letters that are nearby to them. So this is the benefit of learning these makharaj, inshaAllah. Okay, so last time these were the five major limbs that we talked about. We talked about the cave, which is the between the tongue and the roof of the mouth, that ah, that air in the open space in the cave of the mouth. Right? Remember that from last time? And what letters were from there? The
The vowel is the ya, wow, and alif.
The mud letters, that's right?
Mud letters.
A, U, E. And there was
A-U-E.
Yes, yes. When you say if you say nu hi ha, these three, the alif, the nu, the wow, nu hi ha. Those three letters that are coming here, the wow, the ya, and the alif, where are they coming from?
Nu
hi ha. See that? Nu. Yes. Where are those those mud letters coming from?
From the
Jof, right? Do you see that? Is that clear? If you say oo, like for example, nu, nu, that oo sound, it's coming in between, in the cave of the mouth. Nu. If you say, for example, fi, the ya, the fi, this ya is called elongation, fi. It's coming from between the tongue and the roof of the cave. Fi. You see that? Is that clear? Fi. And the last one, the alif, right? Of mud. Like for example, ha, ha. It's coming right here in the middle. It's called the cave. This is called the cave. So this dot is not from the cave, by the way. Sorry. That was just an example. But the cave here, these are the mud letters. And what are the mud letters? There's three letters that are, they call them mud letters in Arabic language. They're the letters that make the long sound. When we recite, sometimes you hear a long sound. Like for example, like that. See that long alif sound? That's called mud in Arabic. Does everybody know what mud is? Familiar with the mud? Yes, it means when you, yes? When you make the fatha longer, you don't just say ah, you say ah, like very long. You make the kasra longer, you don't just say e, you say e. And you make the dhamma longer, you don't just say ooh, you say ooh. When you're making that, those vowels longer, then one of these mud letters has to come with it. So you have, for example, the dhamma plus wow. So you have a letter, like for example you have that, and then a wow afterwards. So how do you pronounce this? Boo. See, now this boo, boo. That's called mud in Arabic. Mud just means to make something longer. Another example is if you have, for example, ba with a fatha plus an alif. So how do you pronounce it? Ba, ba. That's called mud, mud. And the third example, plus what? The kasra plus what letter?
Yeah.
The ya, very good. like this, two dots, right? So how do you pronounce it? B.
B.
You make it longer. If these letters are not here, right here, then how do you pronounce it?
B.
B. Make sure you don't make it too long.
B.
Don't want it, like for example, Bismillah. There's just there's no ya, right? So you don't want to say Bismillah. Just Bismillah. The ba with the fatha without an aleph, then we don't want ba, not ba. So for example, daraba, not daraba, daraba. See, these are one beat. When you have just the vowels, they call it one haraka or one beat. When you add the letters after it, then it doubles the length. These mud letters, they make the length a little bit longer. They make it sound longer. So when you have these mud letters, then it comes from the cave, the Jawf. Very good, very good. Okay, is that clear for the Jawf from last time? Is that clear about that? Should we move on? Should we move to the throat, or is it any questions about the mud letters that come? They come from the cave of the mouth. It's clear? Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Can you hear from back there? It's a little bit far. Come. It's okay if you'd like to come close. Inshallah. More blessings. Okay. So, we covered the cave last time. So, we're done with the cave for the time being. So, now let's go to the next one, which is the letters of the throat. The letters of the throat. The throat, of course, is what is behind the tongue. And the throat, it has three areas in it, or three makhraj in the throat. The throat, it's one place, one limb we talked about. But within the throat, you have three subsections, you could say. Three areas, more specific areas. And the ulama, they divide the throat into what they call the bottom throat, the middle, and the top throat. You have the bottom or the lower throat, and you have the middle throat, and you have the top throat. So, for example, if this is the throat here, so they say, maybe like this. You have three separate areas. This is called the bottom throat, or they say aqsal halq, the far throat. This is the middle, and this is the top, or adnal halq. So each of these places in the throat, it has two letters each. The bottom of the throat, there's two letters that are pronounced from the bottom of the throat. The middle of the throat, it has how many? Two letters also. The top of the throat, it has two letters. So all together, from the throat, we have six letters pronounced from the throat. Six letters that are the sound, it comes out from the throat. But two of them, they come from the same place. The two on the bottom, two in the middle, two on the top. They come from the same place. So what are these letters? Let's start from the bottom of the throat. The bottom throat, or what they call aqsal halq in Arabic. Halq, the word throat in Arabic is halq. Halq means throat. So the halq, or the throat, we have two letters from the bottom of the throat. What are they? Good. Hamza and Ha. Hamza, Ha. Hamza and Ha. They come from the bottom. Everybody knows Hamza, right? Hamza is like Aleph, you could say. Hamza is like Aleph. For example, let's practice maybe some of them. A. A'udhu. A'udhu. The A in the beginning. In the beginning. Like this. Right? A'udhu. Where's the Hamza? In the beginning, right? So that Hamza here, it has to come from the bottom of the throat. Don't want to curve it too much. The Hamza has to come from the bottom of the throat. And many times we find a mistake here. Many people, they say, Udhu. Udhu. They're making the Hamza come from the middle. It's not coming from the bottom. So here, A. Udhu. A. Can you say A? A. A'udhu. A'udhu. Can you say it? Good. Can you say it? Very good. Very good. Yes. A'udhu. Good. Good. So here the Hamza, here it's coming from the bottom of the throat. If we make it in the middle, it becomes an Ayn. If we say A'udhu billah, it became an Ayn. The Ayn is the second letter, but we have to make the Hamza first. Sometimes it's two vowels, two sounds here. A'udhu billah. Many people, they say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, right? Can you hear some people? They say, A'udhu billah. Or they say, A'udhu billah. They miss one or the other. They miss the Hamza or they miss the Ayn. So we have to make two distinct sounds, two separate sounds. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Like this. A'udhu. See how you have A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. See that? So there's two sounds we have here. Okay, do you want to somebody practice that? You want to say? Good, good, yes. Very good, yes. Okay, shaytani, shaytani ra. Well, try to see that U is only if you have a dhamma, but the ta here has a fatha. Shaytani rajim. Good, good, yes. Good, good. We're going to get to the vowel later on. The vowel, it's come from the teeth. A'udhu. Yes. The zu is the letter, different letter. That's this. A lot of times the vowel, we pronounce it za. A'udhu. But actually the teeth, the vowel has the teeth. A'udhu billahi. A'udhu billahi. Okay, very good. MashaAllah. Okay, so that's the Hamza. The Hamza is from the bottom of the throat. Any questions on Hamza? Should I give you another example or this is okay? Okay, another example. Good example also. When you say Allahu, Allah, right? The word Allah itself. Here, you pronounce the alif here. It's pronounced like a Hamza here. So you say Allah. Allah. Some people, they say Allah. It's too long. The Hamza is very strong and short letter. Allahu Akbar. I'll give you even the next part too. Akbar. This is also Hamza, right? So Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Can you say it? Very good. Very good. Yes. Very good. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. This is very good. You don't want to come stand up. You don't want to make the Hamza too long. Hamza is not the mud. It's not two letters. It's one letter. If you had another alif after it, like this, then it would be Allah, like that. And it is in the Quran. We find it in one place or a couple of places in the Quran. Allahu adhina lakum. It becomes a question. It becomes a question. When you add, you elongate the Hamza, make it two beats, it changes it. When you add an extra Hamza, it changes it into a question. So here, if somebody were to say this, astaghfirullah, this is just an example, don't do this. If you add that alif, Allahu, or you say Allahu Akbar, excuse me, over here. If somebody were to add an extra hamza here, they say Allahu Akbar, then it means, is Allah the greatest? Allah is too long. This is only one beat here, right? Allah. Allahu Akbar, right? When you make ready for salah, some people say Allahu Akbar. No. Should be strong. Allahu Akbar, like that. Allahu Akbar. Short and strong, the hamza. So this is very important. Very important that we make the hamza only one haraka. Okay? Allahu Akbar. Also here, some people, they add an alif here. They say Akbar. That's also a mistake. Allahu Akbar. That is so short, right? This fatah. Allahu Akbar. Akbar. No, Akbar. Okay, so this is another example. We already practiced it, I think, all of us, right? So Allahu Akbar. That's coming from where? The hamza? The bottom of the throat, or they call asfal halq. Asfal means the lowest, and halq means the throat. Asfal al halq, the bottom of the throat. Okay? okay. Should we go to the ha? Practice the ha also? Okay. Let's see here. Okay, the letter ha, it comes from the bottom of the throat, and it is different than the ha. The ha, ha, it come. The ha is touching the middle of the throat. If you feel it, ha, ha, it's like touching the middle of the throat. Ha, ha, comes all the way from the bottom of the throat. So the letter ha, we don't want to make it too strong and more air that it rushes, it touches the middle of the throat, then it changes into the ha. So ha is different than ha. Ha is from the bottom. Ha is going to come over here. We're going to get it later on. Ha and I'm sorry. Ha and ayn are going to come in the middle of the throat. We'll cover it later on. But ha and hamza are from the bottom. How do you pronounce ha? Ha is soft, like in the word Allah. Not Allah. Allah. You see that? For example, salah. Not salah. Salah with a big ha, that means upright. To be righteous, salah. Right? You heard the word salah, the name salah. When you take that ha, let me write it for you. This ha is, for example, in the word Allah. See this? It's just written a little bit differently. Sometimes ha is written like that. Sometimes ha is written like this. Right? Sometimes ha is written like this. That's called ta marbuta. If you stop, you don't. It's pronounced like ha also. And in the beginning of a word, it's written like this. Even sometimes it's written like this. That's also the same letter. This is letter ha. So the letter ha, we make it soft. For example, hadha. In Arabic, hadha means this. You say hadha qalam. This is a pen, right? So you don't say hadha, you say hadha. Some people, they pronounce the other ha, they always make it soft. So for example, they say Rahman. What's your name? My name is Abdul Rahman, they say sometimes. It's the ha in the word Rahman up here, oh yeah, is different. This is Rahman. Rahman. Rahim. Right here? Rahim. You see how it's more strong, more air in it. Do you hear the difference? Ha, ha. You hear a difference? Can you say ha, ha? Ha. Good, good. You see, the second one is more from the middle. The ha is from the middle, and the ha is from the bottom of the throat. Yes, brother, would you like to try it? Ha, ha. Good, good. Yes, very good, mashallah. Yes, brother, tafadhal. Okay, you reversed it. You said you did the ha first, and then the ha. Good, good, good. Yes. Can you say Rahman? Okay, can you say Salah? Salah. Soft ha. Salah. Salah, like this, is the strong ha. Can you make it soft? Salah. Salah. Good, good. Salah is, you know what Salah is, right? The prayer. How do we spell it? Spelled like this. This here, this is, do everybody know what that letter is? This thing here? It's called Ta Marbuta. Everybody familiar with how you pronounce it? Do we pronounce it Salat or Salah? Salah, very good. When somebody's calling Adhan, Hayya ala Salah, right? Is it right to say Hayya ala Salat? Like that? No. Why not? You only pronounce the ta when you stop on that letter. When you're going to stop on it, when you're continuing on it, then you pronounce it. If you're going to continue to another word afterwards, then you pronounce the ta. But if you're ending your ayah or you're ending your recitation with that, ta marbuta, you don't pronounce the ta sound. You only pronounce it like ha. So for example, if you're going to say both phrases together, Hayya ala salati, hayya ala salat. Do you see how the first time I made the ta sound? The second one I didn't. Hayya ala salati, hayya ala salat. Because in the first time I'm not stopping, so the ta is pronounced. The second one we stop, so the ha is pronounced. So this ha is pronounced from the bottom of the throat. That's a good example. In Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha, Ihdina Sirata, right? Ihdina. The word Ihdina, it's with the ha. It's not Ihdina, it's Ihdina. Can you say it? Ihdina? Ihdina. 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 Can you say it? Good. Very good. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Not Ihdina. Ihdina. You see the difference? Ihdina, the ha is coming from the bottom of the throat. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Sometimes many people, the biggest mistake usually is changing this ha into the soft ha. That's what we find very common. So for example, people will say, for example, Muhammad, they say Muhammad. Muhammad. Is that right? Muhammad? Muhammad. Right? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Strong ha, right? Muhammad. So this ha here, you pronounce it strong. Muhammad. Can you say it? Yes.
Muhammad.
Good. Yes. Very good. See, you made it a little bit soft. Make it from the middle stronger. Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Muhammad. Needs a little bit more air. Good. So this is, a lot of times people change the ha into the ha, and that would also, sometimes it changes the meaning too, of the word. It can completely change the meaning. Okay. So this is the bottom of the throat, the letter ha. The middle of the throat, we have the ha and the ayn. The ha and the ayn. They come from the middle part of the throat. And we talked about the ha already a little bit, right? The ha, it has more air in it, and it's pronounced from the middle of the throat. And for example, when you pronounce the letter ha, you have to make sure that you put more air to come out. It has letter, it's, it has a flowing of air in its makhraj, the hams. So for example, the best example, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. See how much air is coming? Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. See that? That ha is coming from the middle of the throat. Can you say it? Bismillah. Good. See, we don't want to mix up this ha with this ha. They're two different. Bismillahir Rahman Rahmanir Rahim. So this one we don't want to say Bismillahir Rahman. Is that right? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Could you say it? Would you like to try? Good, very good, mashallah. Yes, very good, mashallah. Okay, for this you pronounce this ha the same as that one. Bismillahir, this ha, it's coming from the middle and there's more air is brushing on the throat. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Can you try it again? A little bit better. I know in maybe in other languages they don't make a difference. You know, in some languages they don't really emphasize the ha from the middle of the throat. So we want to make sure we get the ha from the middle of the throat, which means that it's, it should be, we should feel more air flowing from its makhraj. Okay? And a good example, a big mistake that we find in the adhan. Many people, they say, Hayya alal falah. Falah. Let me write it down, then you tell me which way is the right way to pronounce it. Okay? Al falah. Okay? So some people, they when they read it, they say Hayya alal falah. That's one way. The other way, Hayya alal falah. Which one was right? The second one. Because this is, where is this ha from? Which part? Middle of the throat. So we pronounce it falah. Can you say it? Good. Very good. Very good. Make a little bit more air. Good, good. Falah. You know why this is important? Do you know what falah means? Come to, hayya means come to al-falah. What is al-falah? The success, they say. Falah is the success in the day of judgment. Falah, or good, you know, greatness, goodness. So come to the success, falah. Now, if somebody, they don't pronounce the ha from the middle, they change it to this one. Let me write it for you. By the way, this is wrong. How do you pronounce it when you have it like this? Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Okay. Fala. You know what this means? This means success, right? Do you know what this word means? Fala. It means desert. Come to the desert. Is somebody Hayya alal falah. come to the desert. You know, if somebody's calling this, then maybe everybody's going to go in the desert. Falah, success. Falah, like that, it means the desert. See how the one letter, the makhraj, is very important. The makhraj, if we make it the ha, we make it from the ha, then it changes the meaning completely. Okay? Another example, we talked about a little bit already, is when you have the word salah. Right? Salah. As-salah. And as-salah. Okay. Okay, I want everybody, maybe you each read these two words for me. Can you read them?
As-salah. As-salah.
Good, yes.
As-salah. As-salah.
As-salah. Very good, yes.
As-salah. As-salah.
Good.
As-salah. As-salah.
Good. What is the difference in meaning? What is as-salah? Salah, this one is prayer?
No.
This one is what? Uprightness, right? Uprightness?
Upright.
This one is?
Prayer.
Good. So it means that it makes a difference. It has changes the meaning completely here. Now, okay, one last example. We'll practice here. Sometimes the ha, when it comes at the end of a word, people miss it out completely, leave it out. So for example, they say salah, hayya ala salah, without any, did you hear any ha in the end? There's no word salah in Arabic, it's salah. See that word, the ha comes in the end? Allah, there's a ha, the air in the end. You say Allah, Allah like that, there's no word, and it doesn't have any meaning. So for example, another example, La ilaha illallah. See the ha in the end? Not La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. See the air in the end is giving the ha. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. There is no God but Allah. There's no meaning to word Allah. Allah. Allah with the ha in the end. It's very important. So, Allah. This is very important. Can you say Allah?
Allah.
Good. Good.
Allah.
Good.
Allah.
Very good. So the word Allah, this we have to make sure we make the ha in the end. Sometimes, if we're reading very quickly, we miss out on the ha. So for example, you hear people say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. No. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Like that, with the air coming out in the end. Very good, very good. And now if you have the ha on the end, you have to make even more air. You know, we have to make it more stronger. So, like we mentioned, Hayya, maybe we didn't mention this, Hayya alal falah. Give the strong ha. Falah is a success. Falah. See how much strong air is in the end? It has to have more air in it. So this ha is from the middle, this ha is from the bottom. This hamza is from the bottom, the ayn is from the middle. So for example, we mentioned A'udhu billahi. A'u. So some people, they mix them together. They say A'udhu. It's kind of halfway from the bottom, halfway from the top, and they only make one sound. And they don't separate the two makhraj. So we have to make sure each makhraj is separate. A'u. A'udhu. A'udhu. See the difference? The ayn is coming from here, and the hamza is here. So many people, they can't pronounce ayn. right? It's very hard sometimes. Some people they say a'udu, u is not ru. See, this is why it's important to know the makhraj. Many people they think ayn is pronounced from the lips, u. It's not u, it's ru. Right? There's no letter in English that comes from the, that is like ayn. We don't have any letter in English language that is similar to ayn, that comes from the throat. We have the u, the o in English. O is not from the throat. So we have to say a'udhu. Let's make an easier example. Umar. Can you say the word Umar? Umar, right? Umar. Can you pronounce it? Umar. Can you try? Yes. Umar. Good, yes. Yes. Beautiful. The ayin, it comes from the middle of the throat. Not like English. What do they write? They write Omar, like this, right? It's not Omar. Omar is Umar. Umar. You make the circle with the lips because there's a dhamma. Umar. Umar. Very good. See the difference? You see the ayin is coming from the middle of the throat, inshaAllah ta'ala. Alright, so I think this is enough for today about the makharij. Maybe now we can maybe read a surah and we'll practice some of these throat letters, inshaAllah ta'ala. So let's think of a good surah that has these letters in it. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَضْحَا وَالْعَادِيَاتِ See the عَيْن ضَضْحَا. It has the حَا. Have you, maybe we can read it together, that surah. Let's read it one time together, then we can get the mushaf and we can read it all together, inshaAllah ta'ala. You want to get the mushaf first, then you can look at it and we'll practice. I'll point out the throat letters for it, inshaAllah. Grab the mushaf.
This end?
It's towards the end. Let's see here. Oh, this is a good one too. Yeah. Do you have a Quran? There you go.
I know the surah.
You know the surah? Okay. It's okay. It's, if you want, you can look at it here. It might help to look at the point out the Wal'adiyati. Right here.
Okay.
All right. So I'm actually going to test you first. You tell me, where are the throat letters in the first ayah, inshaAllah? وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَضْحَا. How many throat letters do we have here? وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَضْحَا. Two throat letters, good. You agree? This is in the end. It's towards the end, I think. Let me show you. It's a short surah, very before this one here. Bismillah. A little bit further down, right here.
Okay.
Let's read it one time together. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم Good. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Very good. والعاديات ضبحا والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا Okay, I think even up to here is sufficient. There's four ayahs. They have many, many letters. Let's start with each ayah and tell me which throw letters that you find. The first ayah, وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَضَحَا. Which throw letters do you find here?
Ayn and ha.
Very good. The ayn is from which part of the throat?
The middle.
Good. And the ha?
Bottom.
The middle also, right? The ha is from the middle. Good. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا. Which throat letter do we have? Qaf? Because we didn't cover the qaf is not from the throat. We're going to cover it later. It's from the back of the tongue. The ha, very good. فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْ ha. See how there's more air coming out? Qad ha, not qad ha, qad ha. Got it? The qaf is from the back of the tongue. I'll give you the last two throat letters. These are the last two. The ghain and the kha. The qaf, how do you know where a letter is from? Put a sukoon or a shadda on it and then pronounce an alif before it. If you try it a few times, you'll realize the qaf is coming from the back of the tongue. Iqqa, not iqqa. Iqqa. It's coming from the back of the tongue. Iqqa. Okay? So here, فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدَحَا. Qaf is not from the throat. قَدَحَا. The ha, right? Yes. The ha is from where? Which is the makhraj of the ha? Middle of the throat. Very good. The middle of the throat. Very good. Okay, how about, what's your name, brother?
Sabir?
Sabit?
Sabit?
Oh, okay. Thabit, maybe. Thabit, see, the tajweed got changed. Lot of lahan. Thabit became Sabit. The tha became sa. But actually, originally it's fa, and the da tha bit became long tha bit. So, anyways, oh, is it? Oh, I see. Yes, tha bit. Alhamdulillah, it's a very beautiful name, mashallah. Okay, brother Thabit. Since we're in Tajweed class, say Thabit. In the third ayah, let's read it together. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحَا. Okay, any throat letters here? For the Thabit? The ha? There's one more actually. I'll give you a hint, I just wrote it here. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحَا. Is there a Hamza here? Where is the Hamza?
No Hamza.
The Ghain. The Ghain we're going to cover next time perhaps. The last two letters of the throat. The Ghain is it comes from the throat also. Now, very good. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحَا. Good. We have the Ghain and we also have the ha, right? These are the two letters of the top of the throat. The ha is from the middle, and the ghain is from where? The ghain we didn't cover yet. It's going to come next time. It comes from the top of the throat. Inshallah. Yes. Very good. Okay. Inshallah. So next time on the lesson, I'm going to give you the last three letters, and I'm also going to, inshallah, this time we covered the bottom throat and the ha and a little bit of the ayin, the middle throat. Next time we'll do the top throat and we'll learn a sentence. There's a sentence that will help you to memorize all these words. Each letter, each word begins with one of these letters, but maybe we'll cover it next time. I don't want to maybe cover too much. But let's read together the Surah Adiyat, inshallah. We'll start with, brother, would you like to start, or should I read it again one more time? I think it was good. Yeah, I think you can read, inshallah. Bismillah. Let's start with the ta'awud. Remember what we learned about the Hamza and Ayn. Yes. Okay. Make the Hamza strong and separate from the Ayn. A'udhu. Good. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Beautiful, mashallah, very good. Okay, hear the ha in the word Allah. Remember, we don't want to miss it. Bismillahir Rahman. Very good. Yes. Very good. Yes.
فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا.
Yes, good.
فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَا.
Yes.
فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْحَا.
فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ Remember the word, the tha is a letter that comes from the teeth with the tongue. Put the teeth on the tip of the tongue. Your tongue is staying behind the teeth, so it's making an S sound. But you put the tongue out, make it like the TH, or make it like the word tha, like three in English. Can you say three? Three? Can you say three?
Three?
Yes, so
three.
Here, fa'atharna.
Fa'athar.
If, can you say if?
If.
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 Put the tongue out more. You have to see the tip of your tongue. If.
If.
I didn't see your tongue. I want to see your tongue. If.
If.
If. Yes, yes, good. If. That's right, that's right. Fa'atharna.
Fa'atharna.
Good, good, very good, mashallah. Very good, mashallah. Can you say it one more time? Fa'atharna.
Fa'atharna.
Now you have to practice it. Repeat it many times. Put your tongue out. Beautiful. That's the correct way to pronounce that. I know maybe many of us, our whole life, we pronounce it in a different way, but this is the way that the correct pronunciation. Fa'atharna. But the tongue needs to get used to it, because if you don't practice it much, the tongue will go back to the old way. So if you repeat it a lot, then inshallah it will become strong. Fa'atharna. See, it went back. Yes, good, good. Nabihi naq'a. Okay, here the qaf. Naq'a, naq'a. Qaf has naq'a. It's qalqara. I mean, you echo it. Naq'a.
Naq'a.
Okay, naq'a is a kaf. It's a thin letter. You want to make it qaf. It's a full, thick letter. Naq'a. Naq'a. Can you say qa?
Qa.
Qa. Good. Naq'a. Naq'a.
Naq'a.
Good, good. Fa'athanna bihi naq'a. The next one.
Fa'athanna bihi jam'a.
Okay. Here, فوسط, the ta has a qalqala. فوسط, فوسطنا. Okay, the ta, you want to make it not ta, فوسطنا, فوسط ta. You see how thick the ta is? فوسطنا به جمعا. Sata. Hava sata nabihi jam. Yes.
Hava sata nabihi jam.
Okay, and one more point here. Behi, the bat here in Arabic, it had what vowel does the bat have? What sign does it have? Is it fatha? Yes.
Behi.
Yes. What is there? What sign does it have?
Kasra.
Kasra, right? You know kasra. Kasra, you pronounce it e sound. Behi, behi, behi. Yes. Good. Good. فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا
بِهِ جَمْعًا.
Very good, very good.
Not بِهِ.
That's right. بِهِ is in Urdu. In other بِهِ, in Arabic, other بِهِ. Beautiful, very good. MashaAllah, beautiful. فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا. Now, very good. We forgot to mention فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا. Is there any throat letters in this ayah?
Yes.
Ha. Good. Any more?
Ayn.
Very good. Very good. Where is the makhraj? What is the makhraj of the ha? Thabit? The bottom. And the ayn? The middle of the throat. Very good. And the top throat we're going to cover next time, the ghain and the kha. Just so you know, the ghain and the kha, they come from the top part of the throat, inshallah. So these are six letters. They come from the throat. Maybe we can even just mention them just now, so you know that hamza ha is from the bottom, ainun ha is from the middle, and ghainun kha is from the top of the throat. These are the six letters of the throat. InshaAllah ta'ala. Okay, good. That sounds good. Would you like to? Should we pause this? Go. Let's go up to here, right?
Go more? Next one?
Sure.
Okay. Inna ul insana li rabbihi rabbihi lakanud.
Inna ul insana لِرَبِّهِ. Remember the bat?
بِهِ.
Good, good.
رَبِّهِ لَكَانُود.
لَكَانُود. The dal here, it has more vibration when you stop. لَكَانُود. See how I make the dal shake? Beautiful, yes. Can you read it one more time? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَانُود.
Beautiful. And the lam here, le, make it kasra. Li rabbihi. Li rabbihi. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Li rabbihi
lakanud.
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 Yes, yes, very good.
Lakanud.
Okay, good.
Wa innahu ala zalika la shahid.
Okay. Zalika, zalika. Wa innahu.
Zalika.
Again, the tongue has to come out. ذَلِكَ وَإِنَّ. Good. Good, good. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ
لَشَهِيدٌ.
This is
ذَال.
Is, remember in the beginning we talked about? You have ذَال and then you have ذَال. This one here, you have to use the teeth. This one, no teeth. This is zal, this is val. Val. Ala dhalika la shaheed. Ala dhalika. Yes. The van.
I say this one dal.
That's dal.
And then this one over door have one
van.
Top one.
Yes, van.
Dal.
Van.
Can
you say dalika?
Zalika.
No, dalika. Put your tongue out.
Dalika.
Vanika.
Dalika.
See my tongue. Vanika.
Dalika.
Good. Vanika.
Dalika.
Good. 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 Yes. MashaAllah. Very good. MashaAllah. Okay, Brother Thabit, would you like to read, inshallah? You can read from the beginning. A'udhu, you can start with ta'awudhu. Okay, good. The ha here, a'udhu billahi, make the kasra stronger. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan. The ta, remember? This is a common mistake, or a common, the ta and the ta. Everybody knows the difference between ta and ta? What's the difference? Yes. That's right. The ta is thin, they call it thin, and the ta is called, it's a thick letter. Yes. Ta is thick. What does thick, thin, and thick mean? That means the way you make it open your mouth, if you keep your mouth closed like a smile, ta, 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 ta. You see the difference? So the word, is it shaitan or shaitan? She. Shaitan. See this ta here? Shaytan. Shaytan. Okay? Can you try it again? A'udhu. Okay, and again the word ha billahi billahi. A'udhu billahi. Very good. MashaAllah. MashaAllah, very good. Alhamdulillah. Okay. The here the word dhabaha. Is it dal or dhad? Dhad, right? Dhad is a thick letter, dal is a thin letter. Just like we have the ta and the ta, you have dal and you have dha. Dal is thin, dabha, dhad is thick, dhabaha. Right? Wal-'adi, the dal is thin here in the beginning. Wal-'adiyati dhabha. MashaAllah, very good, yes? Qadaha. Very good, MashaAllah. Okay, here again, there's a seen in Saad. In the Subaha, you notice how there's a Saad here, right? Saad is a thicker thing. It's a thick letter, that's right. So you say Subaha. Subaha? Subaha. Subaha. Very good, yes. Okay, here again, the same thing, the tha. Put the tongue out and touch the teeth on the tip of the tongue to get the tha. Fa'atharna. Fa'atharna. Naqa'a. Good. Good. And the qaf is a thick letter too. And qalqala. Naqa'a. Beautiful, beautiful. Very good. Okay. Now here the seen, you want to let, this is the one we want to pronounce it with the flowing of the air. Fawasata nabi. Because the seen here is thin, right? Fawasata. Fawasata nabihi jam'a. Very good. Good, good, yes, mashallah. Okay, here the noon has a shadda. Inna, you want to make the nasal sound. We're going to cover the nasal in the future. But you notice when you have noon with a shadda, you want to make the sound come from the nasal. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Good. The ra is thick here. Li rabbihi lakanud. Beautiful. Very good. MashaAllah. Yes, front. Hello.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Okay. Here. أعوذ
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Okay. من الشيطان. Okay. See the taw? You see how you're making your circle with your lips? That's only when you have a dhamma. The shaytan, the taw, does it have a dhamma? So you want to keep your lips thin like a shaytan, but it's a thick letter, so you open the mouth. Shaytan. Very good. And then the jeem is from, is not zeem, rajim. Rajim. Good. Can you say it again from the beginning? Ra-ji-ja. Can you say Hajj?
Hajj.
Okay. Rajim. Good. Can you say it from the beginning?
Rajim.
Okay, the whole thing? A'udhu.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir
rajim.
Rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Okay, and make the ra and the شيطان الرجيم. There's a shadda. شيطان الرجيم. شيطان الرجيم. There's a shadda here. There's a shadda here. من الشيطان الرجيم. Jim. So this ra, you have to make it twice the length. Shaytanir rajim. Good. Shaytanir rajim. Very good. MashaAllah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Okay, kasra on the meme. Bismillah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Okay, the first ha was good. It was from the middle of the throat. The second ha, Rahim, Rahim. Good. Can you say it again?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Okay, again, make the ra long because there's a shadda here. Bismillahir Rahim. There's a shadda here. Bismillahir Rahmanir. Again, a shadda here. So this ra and this ra should be twice the length.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Yes, very good. Bismil and the lam. Bismillah. Bismillah. Bismillahir. Yes. Yes. Yes, mashallah. Good. Okay. The ayin here is a little bit close to the hamza. Push and bring it to the middle of the throat and try to feel, use the middle of your throat to make the sound come out. Wal-adiyati.
Wal-adiyati dabha.
Very good.
Wal-adiyati.
Very good. See how you're pushing it out? The ayin and the ha, you push it from the middle of the throat.
Wal-adiyati.
Very good. MashaAllah.
Wal-muriyati qadha. Qadha.
Very good.
Qadha.
Fal-muriyati qadha.
Fal-muriyati qadha.
Qadha. Good. The ha is a thin letter. Walaikum salam. Ha is thin. Qadha. Qadha. Very good. 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 Falmuriyati qadha.
Falmuriyati qadha.
Very good. Yes.
Falmuriyati
subha.
Okay, so here you have the sod. Many people, the sod, you want to make it thick. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحَا. Yes. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحَا.
فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحَا.
مُغِيرَاتِ. There's a ya, right? After the ghain? So make the two beats.
فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحَا.
صُبَحَا. Remember the ha is a thin letter, right? Subha, subha.
Subha.
Very good. Fal mughirati subha.
Fal mughirati subha.
Good, good. Ahlan wa sahlan, brother Salah.
Fa'atharna bihi naqa.
Naqa'a.
Naqa'a.
The noon here, no, na, naqa'a, naqa'a, the noon is becoming thick, right? Naqa'a, good. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبَحَا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقَعَا.
فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ
نَقَعَا. Is that right? Naqa'a? What's wrong? Ayn is muraqqa, thin. Naqa'a.
Naqa'a.
Good. Good. But the ta here, you make it more thick with the qalqana. فَوَسَطْعَنَا بِهِ
جَمْعًا.
فَوَسَطْعَنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا.
فَوَسَطْعَنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا.
Good, good.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ فِي رَبِّهِ لَكُنُودٌ.
لَكَنُود.
لَقَنُود.
Good. So here the seen in al insana, the seen is thin. In al
insana.
Insana. Yes. Good, good.
لِرَبِّهِ لَقَنُود.
Okay, the calf here, la kanud, right? Fatah on the calf. لَكَنُود. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ. Can you say it again?
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ.
The scene is thin. صَانَ سَانَ. إِنَّ
الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُود.
لَكَنُود. Good, good. Very good. لَكَنُود. Very. Calf. Very good. Thin. Yes. لَكَنُود. Beautiful. Very good. Yes, yes, very good. Good, good, mashallah. So what? That's right, that's right. Very good, mashallah. Yes, yes. We were an insana. Yes.
Li rabbihi lakanud.
Very good. The ha, a lot of times people miss the kasra on the ha. لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُود. Beautiful. Very good, very good. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. May Allah bless you. May Allah increase you in knowledge and accept from you. MashaAllah. Very nice of you, brother. We were talking about you earlier in class. Not you, but the name Salah. Do you know why we're talking about that? Is it in the adhan Hayya ala salah, or is it Hayya ala salah? That's right. That's right. Salah. Right. The ha. Salah. See the ha. Ha is from which part of the throat?
Bottom
of the throat. Very good. Salah. From where? The ha.
Middle
of the throat. What is the difference in meaning? Salah.
One is desert, one is
Falah, right? You're talking about the other one. Falah.
Falah is for success.
Falah is success.
Go to the desert.
Yes, Falah is the desert. Yes. No, jazakallah khair. Anybody else? Did you want to read? Practice a little bit? Yeah. والعاديات يجلس.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا
فخم الصاد صبحا
صبحا فأثرن به نقعا
قلق القاف نقعا
نقعا فوسقن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد
لحب
الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور.
حائز is from where? وحصل
وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير
بهم حقق الكسرة بهم
لخبير.
أحسن جزاك الله خير بارك الله فيك. Now I reward you. Anyone else would like to read? You want to read? Okay, JazakAllah khair. Any questions on this surah? Anybody? Any questions about the ha or the ha, the ayn and the hamza? These two letters, these four letters are always mixed up. The ayn and the hamza get mixed up, and the ha get mixed up. This is a very important lesson. Ibrahim, right? Is it Ibrahim or Ibrahim?
Ibrahim.
See the ha? Ibrahim. Yes. Nahim. Ibrahim. Very good. Is it Harun or Harun? The first one. Harun, right? Harun. Very good. Okay, very good. MashaAllah. Is it Alhamdulillah or Alhamdulillah? Alhamdulillah. Very important. Alhamdulillah. Hamd. The middle ha. That's right. From the, yes.
Ibrahim changes. You could say Ibrahim.
Yes. It doesn't mean anything. Ibrahim. Ibrahim, there's a proper name, but there's no name Ibrahim. Ibrahim is the name of the prophet. So Ibrahim, you know, it would just be a word with no meaning in Arabic language.
Obviously, probably English they say Ibrahim.
Yeah, they don't pronounce the kasra, they say Ibrahim. Yes. But there's another name, Abraha. Abraha is with a ha, but that's not Ibrahim. That was an enemy of the Muslim of Islam. Abraha was the ruler of Yemen. He was the leader of Yemen. He came to destroy the Kaaba. Abraha. That's with a ha. Abraha. Okay. So good. Good. Let's practice this. Maybe we have 2 minutes left. We can read the kalima. Kalima has a ha and it has ha. So let's practice that. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu, not ashhadu, ashhadu anna Muhammad, not Muhammad, Muhammadur Rasulullah. See how many ha we have, has and ha. So let's practice it, inshallah. You want to start us off?
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
No, one mistake. Is it Muhammadan Rasulullah? What rule do we have here? Muhammadan Rasulullah. What, we have tanween followed by the ra. What is?
I wasn't trying to read
it. Okay, let's. Okay, say it again.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Good, and make the ha and then Rasulullah. Right? Good. Yes, brother. Yes, brother Thabit.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Same thing. Muhammadan. Muhammadar Rasulullah.
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Rasulullah. La law. Rasulullah. Yes. We'll cover that rule in the future and the lamb and the word Allah. That's very good. Jazakallah khair. Yes, brother, would you like to say it? Yes.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Rasulullah. Rasulullah. Put the air in the end. Very good. Yes, brother. Tafadhal.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
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 Very good, very good, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan. Anybody else want to try it? Practice it? Okay, khair inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Any questions about the letters of the throat? Clear? Inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Letters of the throat are Hamza ha, Aynun ha, Ghainun kha. There's three makharij in the throat, the bottom, the middle, and the top. And there's these letters, they have to be each pronounced differently than their sister letters. The Hamza and Ayn are different. A'udhu, not A'udhu, A'udhu. And the Ha and the Ha have to be different. Not Rahman, Rahman. Rahman ar-Rahim, Abdul Rahman. Allah, not Allah, Allah. Like this, inshaAllah ta'ala. And all praises to Allah and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jazakallahu khairan. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.